The first episode in Season 3 of Heeson's Yacht Talk Specials took place at the shipyard in Oss, inside Shed 6, where its renowned aluminium welding takes place. Presenter Charlotte Kahn was joined by longtime Heeson collaborator Frank Lautmann, exterior designer of Project Jade, and Heeson's senior naval architect, Sjoerd van Herk, to discuss all things aluminium. Project Jade. Since the shipyard was founded more than 40 years ago, Heeson has used aluminium to build its ultra-fast and efficient yachts, and Shed 6 is where the magic happens. The shed has the capacity to build two 50-meter hulls simultaneously, or one 80-meter hull. The latest all-aluminium yacht under construction is Project Jade, the third in Heeson's 50-meter aluminium series, following Aquamarine and Sapphire. This platform is so successful because it combines sporty exterior lines with a top speed of 23 knots, explains van Herk. Because she's the third in a series, she benefits from the fact we have already overcome any challenges with the first two hulls. Exterior by Frank Lautmann. Focusing on Project Jade's exterior features, Lautmann describes how his design process delivered on Heeson's request for a distinctive yacht below 500 gross tons. My idea was to revive Galactica Star's design heritage from 2013 and use the sweeping arch to cover two decks, he explains, while sketching the outline of the boat. The arches sweep all the way down to the stern, creating a protected and shaded area on the aft decks. The second element was the elevated beach club. We wanted to make sure that when the transom folds down, the beach club is at one level, so that the owners have the sense that the beach club continues seamlessly into the swim platform, he says. Project Jade's bow, with a reverse sheer, gives the yacht a sporty and rugged character, while the use of floor-to-ceiling glass in the sky lounge and public spaces provides uninterrupted views. On the bridge, three flat window panes provide non-distorted views for the captain. Interior by Cristiano Gatto. In a pre-recorded video, Project Jade's interior designer, Cristiano Gatto, spoke of his hope that the yacht's design endures for many years to come. His aim was to create a fresh, contemporary, and inviting yacht that lives in harmony with its exterior. The main deck is a key area, where the large windows create a continuous flow between exterior and interior, he says. The main salon and dining area has been optimized to focus on entertaining, while the large volume master stateroom, divided into four separate areas, brings space and light. Gatto also highlights Project Jade's large flybridge as an area that has all the features guests could wish for, from a large seating and entertaining area to the wet bar, dining area, jacuzzi, and sunbeds. All alfresco activities can be enjoyed on the flybridge without it ever feeling overcrowded, he adds. Aluminium highlights. While reflecting on the many Heeson projects that van Herk has worked on, he highlights the most challenging as being also the most satisfying. These include 60-meter Skyfall, which he singles out for its high speed, and 80-meter Cosmos for its industry-defining backbone technology. I also like the series yachts, he adds. For the 50-meter aluminium platform, it was a real challenge to find areas for improvement. The traditional shipbuilding material of choice is steel, and relatively few shipyards around the world elect to use aluminium due to its complex construction. Heeson has long pioneered the use of aluminium, leveraging the benefits that come from its lightweight construction. Aluminium yachts have only 30% of the density of steel, which makes them fast but also more fuel efficient. Water resistance is determined by the weight of the boat, so a lighter yacht will deliver a better performance and burn less fuel, explains van Herk. These savings can be made even with smaller engines, which Heeson has begun using in a bid to increase its sustainable construction practices. Our 50-meter Nova series is full aluminium, but instead of high speed, it's built for efficient cruising, says van Herk. Therefore, we use smaller engines, which makes the boat even lighter and even more efficient. You end up in a positive spiral. Welding action. On a yacht like Project Jade, it takes around 9 months and 40 people to construct a hull. Building in aluminium requires different techniques and skills, which are hard to find among the boat-building workforce, says van Herk. But Heeson has its own school to teach aluminium welding. According to Carlos Vrolik, Heeson's head of welding production, safety is the number one requirement. When welding aluminium, you're working with around 6,000 degrees Celsius, so proper clothing, gloves, and a helmet are paramount to protect the welder's skin and eyes, he explains, while walking Kahn through her first attempt at aluminium welding. It's hard work, she confirms. It requires sustained concentration, and I can see how you really have to be mindful of your safety at all times. Stay tuned. The next installment of Yacht Talk Specials will focus on Project Serena, the newest fast delivery 55-meter steel superyacht from Heesen. Tune in next time to find out more.